Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Sitting at a red light, minding my own business. Next thing you know, I heard a rumble and a building and a sign fall on my truck.
We was laying roof. We heard a big bang, explosion or whatever. We looked over, everything was collapsed. We ran down, everybody ran down, and we went in there and we started pulling people out.
12 were almost immediately taken to the hospital. A 13th person was buried under debris for 2 hours.
They heard her voice. They gave her water. She drank water. We're very, very happy about the rescue.
We now confirm that there are 6 people who died. 1 man and 5 women.
It's a dangerous environment for our members, firefighters, our paramedics. We're going to take our time.
Tragic story in Philadelphia, 13 hours after a 4-story building collapsed in central Philly. A woman was found alive in the rubble. 6 people died, as we mentioned, more than a dozen injured in yesterday's collapse. The 4-story building was in the process of being demolished when one of its walls suddenly gave way. Bricks, wood, concrete, cinder blocks fell onto a store next door. Joining me now, Elizabeth Fiedler, a reporter at WHYY, public radio station in Philadelphia. Elizabeth, what's the feeling this morning?
Definitely a somber feeling this morning. As you mentioned, there was a woman who was pulled quite miraculously from the rubble late last night, more than 12 hours after the building collapsed. And so a lot of people here are waking up and are going throughout their routine today and are just talking about the fact that it is a miracle that a woman was pulled out of the rubble, out of what looked like quite a terrible scene, at 12 hours after the collapse.
Certainly this is a day of grieving, but is this a day of reflection on regulations for demolitions taking place in the dense center city of a place like Philadelphia?
There are absolutely a lot of outstanding questions today. I was out at the scene all day yesterday just after the collapse, and a lot of people who live and work near the building said they watched the demolition. Something about it didn't seem quite right. They were surprised the thrift store was still operational right next door while this major, massive demolition was happening. Also, some questions about the contractor who was hired for this process. And the mayor last night in a press conference, the mayor declined to talk too much about those things, said there will be a full investigation by the city, by OSHA, make sure all of the proper, permits were acquired, all the regulations were followed. And, we'll see. We'll see if there was something that could have prevented this tragedy or if perhaps they will implement new regulations.
Broadly speaking, this is a real setback for Philadelphia, which has dealt with crumbling infrastructure in years past, but has really mobilized in recent years an effort to get control of things. How much of a setback do you think this is?
I saw someone had posted a comment, I believe it was on a story last night, saying Philly has a lot of old buildings. Think about just how old this brick was and how many bricks of approximately that age are around the city. We are a city that is quite proud of our history, but that does, as you mentioned, come with old buildings, challenges with older infrastructure, things like that. And certainly as we revitalize, as we push to renovate old buildings downtown, this is something that we're going to have to deal with. And, I think it's going to come out in the investigations exactly, whether this was preventable or, if maybe there are other steps that we should take in the future.
For this week, there's going to be disruptions in central Philly if you're trying to pass through there, yes?
Yes. And I was there not too many hours ago and streets still blocked off. It's an investigation is underway and 6 people died, and this will, take a while. The mayor last night was, urging the media to remember that 6 people perished and that there will be a major investigation. So definitely snarling, traffic and, just sort of getting people to stop, I guess, as they pass by on their commutes, on their daily routines. And it's really quite a remarkable sight, this huge pile of bricks and rubble. It's hard to believe a building stood there not long ago.
6 people died, more than a dozen injured in a collapse of a 4-story building. Reporting for us, Elizabeth Fiedler, a reporter at WHYY. Thanks so much, Elizabeth.
Thank you for having me.